Iowa farmers are facing falling corn prices, hurricane-level winds, and the highest coronavirus transmission rates in the country. Former Secretary of Agriculture and Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack says it didn't have to be like this. In a virtual press conference today, Vilsack blamed President Trump for the state's high number of COVID-19 cases, slow disaster relief, and stunted corn sales.
When we went to this trade war with China, we went alone. They did it in a way that didn't affect and impact their consumers because they essentially only established retaliatory tariffs on things where they could buy somewhere else in the world. We, in turn, established retaliatory tariffs and tariffs on a number of things where the only place we could get them was from China. And the result was that our consumers ended up paying higher prices.
Joining Vilsack on the conference call was Rob Byrne, a welder at John Deere. He says in 2018, the company expected corn prices to rise to $7 a bushel. After President Trump's trade deal with China, he says prices dropped to $3.50.
In the Quad City area and in a lot of Iowa, John Deere and a lot of other farm implement manufacturing goes on. They employ a lot of people, and we are directly tied to whatever happens in the farm markets. If we don't sell corn and soybeans, we don't sell farm equipment.
Byrne says the trade tariffs were a problem even before COVID. Now, with a high transmission rate and hundreds of acres destroyed by the derecho, jobs are in jeopardy. I'm Mariana Bacayao.